This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Play all of it right now, but I'm going to play part of it right now. Mass public temper tantrum caught on camera. Paul Joseph Watson. Then I'm going to come back and get to Christmas, literally under attack like never before. I used to hear this 15 years ago and thought it was some right-wing fiction. It's far from fiction. It's happening now in ridiculous spectacle. Let's go to Paul Watson.
Laughing at deranged social justice warriors is so 2016. I mean, it's just such low-hanging fruit. It's so cliched at this point.
Tonight, thousands of people in cities across the country will scream helplessly at the sky 1 year after the election of President Donald Trump.
All right, then, one more time. I was thinking, this reminds me of something. What could it be?
Shout out his name.
Reenacting the 2 minutes of hate out of 1984. You're literally Orwellian. We're dealing with the daycare generation. Why do you think college safe spaces now have crayons and puppies to cuddle? We're dealing with infants who learned that screaming was how you got your own way. Well, this is the adult world, snowflakes, and things just don't work like that. Sweet taste of liberal tears. Tell a lie, it's not sweet, it's... What's that taste? Salty. But I've got to say, I was looking forward to this immeasurably. And you kind of let me down. I mean, you had lower energy than Jeb Bush on a debate stage. Someone forgot to take their brain force. In Austin, our own Owen Schroyer screamed for longer than the actual protesters.
I'll get it kicked off here.
A handful of them turned up for 10 minutes and left.
And, excuse me, ma'am. No. What are you doing? Excuse me. Excuse me, why are you blocking our free speech? We've got some sort of aquamarine character here. He's got a old school, like, type of a diver's scuba mask on or something here. And then he's got a, homemade sort of megaphone here that he's putting into a stuffed turtle's mouth. This is actually happening.
We're going to be back on the other side of this break. This is just like in colleges. Veritas has videos, at least three colleges I've seen, where people see constitutions and people handing out constitutions, and they get so triggered, they go cry, and they hand out Play-Doh, crayons, and then kids sit at little tables and draw while adults do. This is the arrested development mental illness. Like, confronted by freedom, go into your shell. Yes, be a victim. This is all a joke.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Merle Haggard, baby. The poets tell how Pancho fell. He left his living in street hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. I don't sing because I'm a good singer. I sing because it's about not caring what people think about you and telling it like it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's old Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard bringing us in with Pancho and Lefty. Out of kindness, I suppose. All right, let's get into the serious news here right now. I want to explain something. I'm not a bully. And so when I see a weak person or a mentally retarded person or a handicapped person, I don't think, hey, that's an old lady in a wheelchair going out to her car. Let me go beat her up because she's an easy target. Or there's a mentally retarded 12-year-old. Let me steal their lunch money from them. But that's how the globalists operate. And I'm not anti-Muslim. I was against the Iraq War, part one in 1991 and 2003. I was against both of those. And I studied the topics. I knew that they were putting radicals in charge, getting rid of moderates. It was all part of a larger setup to take control of the region. Very cold-blooded, very immoral. But then I saw Obama come in 9 years ago. And I heard he was this Islamic operative. He was involved with the Muslim Brotherhood. And he had this plan for this big Arab Spring and the takeover of the Middle East and Africa and the killing of non-radical Muslims and Christians and this global takeover and to flood Europe with George Soros and all this. And I thought, man, this must not be truth. That's so evil. There's no way that's real. And then I sat back about 2-3 years into it and I watched it happen. And I had the CIA whistleblowers on, Colonel Schaefer and Tosh Plumlee and many people behind the scenes. And they said, we're giving heavy weapons to the most radical jihadists that kill every woman, man, child, priest, non-radical Muslim. They're killing everybody, and our government's backing it. And we were the tip of the spear. And I'm so proud of that, exposing it. Wow, what a time to be alive. And then I saw George Soros with hundreds of boats a day out of Libya, bringing the radical Muslims he brought in from all over the world into Libya, into Europe, and having the EU and the UN give them passcodes and give them passports and let them come in. 80% of the immigrants, military age men. That was the words of the EU itself. And Interpol, turned out it was way more than that. It was like 95% military-age men. And I pulled back and I went, wow. And then I saw, I got articles where the Muslims will go to a pet show in Germany and start raping horses. Pooping in pools. They're banning Oktoberfest all over Germany. First saw it 3 years ago. Now it's nationwide because the Muslims break the bottles of beer and just flip out and beat everybody up. It triggers them to suicide bomb. And I'm like, listen here. I'm not giving up my way of life and what I do and freedom and the ability to not drink beer or go outside at night or a woman wear a miniskirt or not wear a miniskirt because we brought in a bunch of crazy people out of the Middle East and North Africa with a big bankers and Nazi collaborators backing it. Guess what? I'm not putting up with this. And here it is up on Infowars.com. But it links to mainstream German news with a straight face. Listen to this. Christmas commercial, British and Germany. Christmas commercial by grocery chain features Muslims, Sikhs, but no Christians. And you watch this by the number one UK, number two company in Germany. You watch the Tesco UK-based supermarket chain with a Christmas ad with gay families with little kids they've taken with CPS and Muslims, but no Christians, no crosses, and it tells you where they are. But you think, oh, that's just a Dan Lyman article, Infowars.com. Here's the voice of Europe. Paris cancels Christmas market, holds special Ramadan party every year instead. And it gets worse. This is the program. Because they know we're open, free society type folks. And so they just sell us on going along with whatever the establishment says. So we're like, okay, we won't have Oktoberfest. We won't have Christmas. We won't hand out Christmas cards at school. Oh, but the schools in the U.S. and in the U.K. and in Germany and in Sweden, they take the children to the mosque, search engine it, and have them pray to Allah. And they let the Islamic men who see little girls as animals, if they're not wearing a hood, known by some other man and escorted by a man, that means they're their property. Women can't even go outside, but that's okay. Because Linda Sorcerer and George Soros of the Democratic Party said it was sexy. It's just crazy. Coming back, we're going to look at the attack on Christianity, the attack on the family, the attack on basic survival of the species, and the Islamic attacks that are going on as well. But there's no doubt the globalists are just cold-blooded people that want to conquer society and rule personally in their lifetimes. And if they got an ally with authoritarian, radical, orthodox Islam to take over, they'll do it. And if they've got to overrun everything, they'll do it. The good news is humanity's awake, and we are rejecting their whole program. We're saying no to their whole program. And good things are happening, and that's why I'm here. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I am so excited in you and what you're doing and our great crew, because amazing things are happening. You know, we've played the congressional hearings just a week and a half ago where they said their main mission, Twitter, Google, Facebook, is to shut us down. And the reason they're doing that is because they know we're awake. When you spread the links to the articles or the video links or the live show leaks on Twitter, Facebook, Google, PrisonPlanet.tv, when you share the links at Infowars.com/show, this isn't talk. It's not like we're some group up here saying, hey, we're engaging the globalists. We're in a war for the heart and soul of humanity. We're exposing the corporate takeover. Support us. We're winning. We're really doing that. Coming up in the next segment, SNL rips into the Democrats, it admits they're a fraud. We're at that crest moment, and we're only one focal point of your vision, your awakening, that we're all punching through together, but we're in this together. So there's no doubt when I say financially supporting InfoWars, praying for us, most importantly, spreading the links, that is changing the world. We need your blessing. We need you to direct God our way to support us. We need you to financially support us. We need you to realize that God's given us a chance right now. And despite the fact that we're humble and we're ragtag and Lord knows I got my problems, we have been risen up and anointed in this fight against the New World Order, and we need your prayers and your secondary support, because what two people agree on earth is done in heaven when the people are connected to God. It's insurmountable. So we need those prayers, number one. Spread the links, spread the articles, and financially to provision us to defeat the enemy. We're not backing down one way or the other. I'm a missile going into the target, no matter what happens. But I want the full engine burst, the full Mach 10 to deliver my payload and go through the armor of the enemy and blow up on the inside. That's all I want. Everybody knows it. The enemy knows it. They can't stand the fact I'm not afraid. They can't stand the fact that even threatening to take my children hasn't affected me. They can't stand that they've done everything. Because, listen, I know this is like 10 seconds, this life. Eternity is what matters. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping's about to end. 50% off of most of our best-selling products. T-shirts, you name it. Just commit today. Go there, get the products. InfoWarsStore.com. And give us a smidgen of your energy financially to commit to what you've done spiritually. And we'll change the world. Coming up, three powerful segments straight ahead, jam-packed, they don't want you to see. So spread the links, InfoWars.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
More than 22 years on air, I've exposed to the listeners the fact that everything that globalists do is upside down world. Everything they do is inverted. Well, coming up in the final segment, here in about 30 minutes, I'm going to give my review of Stranger Things, a very well done television show that is laced with propaganda and anti-human garbage. So that's coming up. Darren McGreen is with me right now. Great talk show host, researcher, InfoWars fellow. And Darren, I wanted to, in the next segment, get into what's happening with the entire Democratic Party turning against Hillary and turning against Bill Clinton. And obviously, they're not doing that because they're angels. They're doing it because they know it isn't working. The public is awakening.
If she was president right now, they wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. So we're going to, in the next segment, get into the final canary in the coal mine. Saturday Night Live coming out saying, you're too old, you're arrogant, you're corrupt, you're out of control, we want you to be destroyed. And then Donna Brazile comes on as an actress and says, I'm going to bring you all down, I'm going to blow this up, which is exactly what smart elements of the Democratic Party are doing. But I know they're evil and sociopathic, so I want them to keep being so obvious. But at the same time, it only vindicates everything we've been talking about the last few months.
True.
I mean, are we not... Next month's news today?
Next year's news. You've talked about stuff that we don't hear about until 5-10 years later. But, you know, they are imploding so bad. I didn't tell you about this. I was harassed over the weekend on Facebook by some people that not even friends of mine, but they went on my Facebook and they're trying to tell me how InfoWars is, now we're the mainstream. We're part of the mainstream. We're no better than Fox News. And I'm just...
But those are paid groups. They go, they gang up, they target everybody that works here, seeing the weak link.
Yeah, well, and they're trying to harass me, and I try not to get into any arguments with those guys, but I thought about it, and I thought, you know, it's Fox News. I mean, we are being attacked. Twitter censors us. They're talking about InfoWars in congressional hearings right now. How to stop InfoWars is basically the topic that's going on right
because
now.
Because we just want basic freedom. But that's the thing. We know Soros is spending hundreds of millions just on InfoWars, funding campaigns to target all our crew, go after people, try to turn them, offer them money. But, of course, you never even get it. They're just there to use you and destroy you. And, again, what are they so afraid of? We have a memory. Gruber said, thank God the public has no memory. Thank God they're so stupid. We can screw them over with Obamacare. They just don't like the fact that InfoWars, like Drudge, will show you something they said 5 years ago versus today. We're not that smart. We just have a memory.
Well, like Zuckerberg calls his, you know, everybody that's on Facebook, dumb effers.
He calls people that trust me are dumb effers.
That's right. And don't forget, it was Zuckerberg.
And now Parker, the former president, goes public saying, we're preying on people.
That's right.
We're hurting
that's
people.
Right. Zuckerberg, remember, it was a couple years ago at a UN conference. It was last year.
He told Merkel, he said, I'm going to spy on the people.
On a hot mic. Well, she said, hey, what are you going to do about this anti-Muslim rhetoric if people post anti-Muslim, anti-immigration posts on their Facebook? What are you going to do about that? And he says, hey, we're taking care of it. You know, hot mic. And
it started a month later.
CNBC reported that.
So ahead of our breakdown of Saturday Night Live turning against a key bellwether, a key canary in the coal mine, and then ahead of my Stranger Things review, and this is a loyal opposition review. I mean, it's a good show. It's just that it tells you what's going on with the CIA and real government programs that happen, but it makes it entertainment and doesn't tell you there's a whole literal leftist foundations, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment script that's public. I mean, they admit the script is in all the major media that's corporate. And so I'm telling you, this is a CIA program. It's coming up here in the last segment. But first, We're going to play this clip of Angel Soft that aired a few years ago, just par for the course of anti-fathers, ahead of this clip I'm going to play from Stranger Things, where it's all anti-father, anti-nuclear family to control you and break you down. Doesn't mean nuclear families are perfect. Doesn't mean there's problems. They're attacking the strongest thing statistically there is. Don't have a nuclear family, 3 times more likely to be in prison. 4 times more likely to be on drugs. They know what they're doing. So it's biological. But here it is. Father's Day ad pulled. Too political to praise dads. That's this year mainstream news. But first, I want to get into this ad. Father's Day mom emotional ad thanks moms. And this is a ad put up by Angelsoft. And the same NFL game they did this, 4 other ads on Father's Day against fathers. Mother's Day is for mothers. We love mothers. Okay? I love my mom probably more than my dad, okay? But the point is that dads get to have their day, not, no, it's too political. This year, they won't run pro-dad ads. I've got mainstream news I'm going to show you. Just like mother and father are getting banned, you know, by the whole movement. So here is a clip of what is being run against fathers.
My father passed away when I was 3. There was 4 of us kids within 5 years. So my mom had to raise 4 kids by herself.
My mom was...
And they're saying a celebration of dads hurts moms.
By herself.
Or saying of a mother and father hurts people that don't, who are whatever.
Very emotional.
I'm sorry.
That's a whole ad thanking moms on Father's Day.
I don't know how she raised 3 boys. On her own with such great...
Again, dad being recognized hurts women?
Seen her try to juggle both mom, dad, and, you know, everything else that she had to do for herself.
This is like they targeted the black community. You know what I mean?
Get the dads out.
Yep, get the dads out. They're doing the same thing to everyone now.
She was not a joke.
The CIA ran a modern feminist movement.
That's the ultimate.
They know without a father figure,
put your knuckle out.
It's over. It's a breakdown.
It's biological. Imagine saying,
I don't even know what that's
male thing. Whales can't be involved. Or male chipmunks.
Her toughness, it was something very fragile.
All right, let's stop right there. So, they ran all these anti-father ads on Father's Day to see what would happen. It blew up in their face.
And this is the norm, by the way, Alex, on just like all your...
Dad's a fat idiot, he's a drunk, he's a moron. It's every program.
Every sitcom.
This, they don't debate this, but the point is it's declassified. Now, here it is, Herald Sun. This is a U.S. ad that ran here this year. They tried to air it during their national soccer, they call football championship. It was banned. Herald Sun... Father's Day ad pulled, too political to praise dads. So let us show you the ad that's too political, that's so evil, that it praises how great dads are and how great moms are. Here it is.
Little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna sing you a lullaby.
Men and women together with a baby, the humans. It's like aliens make these ads. This is what's bad. This is what's banned. A father loving his child. The image of a father being good. We all did this. It doesn't take from mothers that fathers are good.
You know, this was part of the Communist Manifesto.
Is to end the family.
Yep.
Look at North Korea's basically done it.
Yep.
You've got to undermine men. Experiences of fathers with their daughters. And the father at the prom taking his daughter in or rubbing his baby's feet. Yeah, this is our human experiences. And the sick freaks running things say this is dirty, this is bad, and we're rejecting it. And the good news is, let's recognize we're rejecting it as a human community. The fake racism, the race baiting they push, the name of anti-racism, the sexism, the classism. We have all been on a journey together. We have been through rough times together, but we are together. We are trans. We love our grandfathers, our grandmothers. We love our fathers, our mothers. We love everyone. The fact that we love mothers and fathers and families doesn't mean we're bad to other people they've hit with chemical weapons.
That's why they call it television programming.
That's right. Darren McBreen with me. More straight ahead. We're getting into Saturday Night Live and the rats leaving the sinking ship straight ahead. And then we're going to get into Stranger Things, an analysis that I shot at my house in my garage working out yesterday. It's all coming up. Spread the word. Be part of the revolution. They're trying to stop us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hard to believe 2017 is almost gone, and here we are. Sunday, 12th day of November 2017, Alex Jones here. The final two segments with my good friend, an amazing political researcher and graphics expert and talk show host, Darren McBrain. I've already talked about it earlier, but I don't just say things to make them self-fulfilling prophecies. I say things when they're evident. We told you the Democratic Party's turning on itself. It's imploding. We led the way. Drudge Report linked to our articles weeks ago, noticing what was already happening. Talk show host Donna Brazile, head of the DNC, Chris Hayes, Wolf Blitzer, saying the Clintons are bad, bad news, hurt the Democratic Party. They finally figured out what we know, the globalism, the corruption.
Listen, I hope the Democrats reform themselves and get back to populism and free market and prosperity. I'm not against Democrats or Republicans. I'm against the Democrats because they became so selfish and inwardly focused and, you know, so Kim Jong unlike or basically Stalinistic. But we've got the big news here, ladies and gentlemen, since this dam broke in the last few weeks. Saturday Night Live, the big bellwether, the canary in the coal mine that killed its ratings going after Trump and all their lies and calling me racist with no proof. Alec Baldwin, Alex Jones, very racist, got it from him. All of that now suddenly turning against the Democrats. We're going to play the clip in a moment. Darren, what do you make of this?
I think it's exciting to see. But we knew this was going to happen. They have to stay relevant, so they can't just be anti-Trump all the time. It's killing the ratings. But I've always said, especially since Trump has been elected, a lot of people, unfortunately, they get their news, and their news source is from late-night television. That's where they get.
You've been saying that for the 7 years you've been here at InfoWars. Alice, we got to focus more on entertainment. That's where they're hitting us. And I'm like, I'll cover the news. But you're right. You've got to watch this and keep track of it because that's where the propaganda is.
And people like that. They like to escape. And these guys are funny. I'll admit a lot of.
And I do, too. But why won't they let us escape?
Well, it's part of the establishment. And we know the media is part of the establishment. They use the media to help control the narrative.
And so what does it mean they've thrown their full weight behind propaganda in entertainment shows, comedy shows, late shows? What does it mean that more and more the Democrats are turning against Hillary? I think it signifies indictments. Everything they said about Trump on Russia is about to happen to them.
Absolutely. Like I said, they have to somehow stay relevant if they can, because they're losing power. They're losing, a lot of people, they're losing influence. Is what
I agree. So suddenly in the last 2 weeks, why are all the Democrats and their entertainment shows suddenly, were like cult-like followers of Hillary and Bill, why are they suddenly turning on them? What do they know?
Well, they know what's coming out. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out. But even Donna Brazile, and I do credit her for coming out and exposing the Hillary campaign, but she's not gone far enough. I mean, her book is still called Hacking. She still says
she's covering her butt.
She's covering her own ass. That's what's going on. But look,
you've got a stack of articles there. Give us some of those headlines. I'm going to play this piece that we're going to analyze here and critique.
This one is pretty huge. I don't think you've seen this one yet. But the Huffington Post, they just yanked an article about Russiagate. This was a couple of days ago. It was only up there for 24 hours. But the guy that wrote this, he is an award-winning journalist and UN correspondent for 25 years. His name is George Loria. Loria, I think that's how you pronounce his name. But he talked about Russiagate, and this article only lasted, like I said, for 24 hours.
And they pulled it. I saw it. I saw it today because it showed that basically it was Hillary.
Yes, it showed that it was Hillary. And check this out. The two sources that originated the allegations claiming that Russia meddled in the 2016 election, they were both paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign.
And what's incredible is, you've got real journalists that can post around and tell the truth about this. They get shut down, which creates the Streisand effect. But let's expand on that. The fact that in this piece you're about to see from Saturday Night Live that Donna Brazile is the hero, again, shows how desperate they've gotten. Here's part of that Saturday Night Live piece that aired last night.
And now a message from the Democratic National Committee.
It's Tuesday. Americans went to the polls.
And they told President Trump, we don't like what you're doing at all, sir.
And now one thing is clear. We're back, baby. The Dems are back.
Estamos de vuelta.
You love us again.
And we haven't felt this confident since the...
Back this up. Darren, everything they say here is what we talked about, how they really only won two Democrat states. They already won last election. They're imploding. They're delusional. They should be gotten rid of. I mean, it's literally word for word what Roger Stone and I and you and others talked about last week. They're now saying it.
And how they stole the primary from Bernie Sanders.
Which is true, but again, and how Seth Rich was killed politically. Let's continue.
Love us again.
And we haven't felt this confident since the day before Trump won.
You love our fresh new ideas delivered by fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi. And me, Dianne Feinstein.
And me, Chuck Schumer.
Y yo soy Tim Kaine.
And I'm team player Donna Brazil.
And we also have some great new leaders waiting in the wings, like hot young thing Elizabeth Warren. And also, that's right,
it's Biden time. I'm still around too.
And together, we're going to end the spirit of divisiveness in this country by focusing on how we won the governor's races in 2 of the 10 states we care about. And we learned our lesson from the last election. We can't just appeal to coastal elites. We need mouth breathers from Wisconsin and window lickers from Ohio as well. And we know that what Americans really care about is jobs. Jobs like smuggling immigrants across the border and converting Confederate monuments into statues of prominent lesbian poets.
They're going to listen to people if they don't say what's politically correct. Like these comics out there who think it's okay to make jokes about concentration camps. That guy should rot in hell.
The Dems are back. And we won't stop now because we need another path for our country.
Another vision for America. Another chance for me, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just one more chance. And maybe one more
totally
chance
understand
after that.
They destroyed them. They finally woke up. Way too late. They should have known back during the campaign.
I wouldn't get too used to this as well. I think they're still going to use their normal format. I just think they're being forced to at least try and have a little bit
of course.
Fair, you know, fair and balanced.
Here's the game.
You're so Tim King.
And just wait till Bernie transfers his base of passionate millennial voters over to a new leader.
No, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. Pass.
So watch out, America. Because the Dems are back. We're back.
We're back, baby.
Cuidado, Senor Trump.
Because the Dems are back.
Destroy all of this.
The sound was paid for by Mark Cuban from the Hollywood Times.
So what they're pushing is, this came out this week, Mark Cuban's going to try to take Trump out in the next primary in 2.5 years. And this is all the inside baseball, but they get, this is their facelift. They're desperately trying to get the face sucker, the Clintons, out of there because it's killing them, literally killing their party. Not just saying that, it's the end of the Democratic Party.
A lot of these skits end up on social media, so that'll be on YouTube and it'll be on Facebook later. And I predict that will be one of their most viewed. You know, because this is the thing. They want you to believe that Donald Trump has, what, like a 30% approval rating?
Just like during the campaign, it's about 65.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. So
it's 65 with voters. It's about 50 with non-voters.
Yeah, so when they start doing more of this conservative type,
so it's like 57
of comedy,
total.
They're going to get a lot more views and they're going to get a better reaction. I mean, most people, the America is not full of libtards. Right.
Well, let's expand on that.
There's a lot of them out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying the majority of people are patriotic Americans.
Well, also Trump, 11 months in, is delivering on the economy and everything else. So they've got a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a big problem. When we come back, though, I'm going to be honest with everybody. I want to see the Democrats continue on being so idiotic in the public, so we beat them. But we've got the Republican Party as well we've got to face. But the fact that they're finally waking up that no one's buying your BS means they'll finally be a harder opponent to beat because they're going to go back to lying more efficiently, not just selling their whole New World Order program. I'm going to come right back on the other side with Darren McBrain to break down the more sophisticated program out there, the brainwashing that's hidden inside entertainment. Stay with us.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
When I told folks 10 years ago that Facebook was there to create artificial systems of government surveillance between you and your friends was meant to make you depressed, it was because I'd already read government documents involved in the planning of social networks in the 1960s at MIT. We had CIA whistleblowers on, like Steve Bochenek, a psychiatrist, but also whistleblowers behind the scenes I'd talked to. But my father himself also worked on those systems in the 1960s and 70s. So I was told about that a long time ago. The point is that the main propaganda is inside television shows and entertainment. The globalists know they've lost the fight for control of the mainstream news. They know they've lost control. So it's in sports that they put the politics in, NFL. You wake up to that, they go bankrupt. And now it's in great art films, great shows like Stranger Things. It's really well done, that it's just laced. And one layer of this is the anti-family, anti-father I waited until I was six episodes in. Watched the sixth today. Watched the fifth yesterday. It's all anti-family. It is definitely anti-family, McBrain. And we just showed earlier all the TV ads against the family, against fathers. Dads are slobs. Dads are evil. I mean, it's so overt. Once people are looking for it, it's ridiculous.
Once you're looking for it, you can see it. It's real subtle. But if you look for it, it's right there in front of your face. And I was talking earlier about the Communist Manifesto. That's one of the things in the Communist Manifesto is to break down the family unit. And this is a subtle way of doing it. It basically just makes it uncool to have the nuclear family.
And again, we get in cookie cutter America. There's been problems. But it plays on your emotions as if family did this. Well, if you think family screwed you over, you wait till the system. It doesn't give a damn about you. They're trying to take away the one group, that, and it's in all the countless government documents. The communists in the Soviet Union, but especially North Korea, as you mentioned earlier, they get rid of the family. So let's go ahead and air, and this is total fair use. I'm going to assume they try to claim copyright. This is a public program. I paid for this. I watched it. I'm a citizen. Free speech. I am reviewing this to give you critiques. Also, the girls are all anorexic in it. Plus, the 13-year-old girl who was 12 when they shot it, they're calling her the sexiest woman alive.
Sexiest woman in Hollywood. Yeah. Sexiest woman in Hollywood.
Can we pull that up when we come back after this clip? I mean, there's so many layers, but here's the deal. They admit MKUltra. They admit mind control. They admit drugging women and children. They admit trying to torture people till they become psychic or express their powers. And that's all real, but it becomes a joke. So, oh, you learned about that on Stranger Things. There it is. The magazine called Millie Bobby Brown, one of the sexiest TV stars. And honestly, what the F? She's 13 years old. The sexualization of children. Here is our breakdown of Stranger Things, episode 5, season 1.
Okay, this is the number one TV show in the world, as most of you know right now. So I decided to go ahead and watch the first season, Stranger Things. Great cinematography, great cast. Okay, really good. But then you know that there are written rules in Hollywood and quotas that every film must attack the nuclear family, every show. This is admitted. And that every leading role must be a heroine, must be a woman. So I'm sitting here watching this while I'm on the elliptical. And the theme is families having dinner together is bad. In the previous episode, it's all foreshadowing. The father's deadbeat and his runoff from the house that has interdimensional gate broken, and there's Winona Ryder, his ex-wife. They're fighting. He was never a good dad. She was the mom that was good. Dad's bad. So earlier, they've stolen a gun his son had out of his car to go fight the interdimensional monster. And I, by the time I even saw this, I said, oh, next. They got the gun. The guy won't know how to shoot it, but the girl will. Sure enough, it happened. But then it got even worse. It went further. They then actually talked crap about the nuclear family on top of it. Now, again, I didn't predict this. It's total scripted, just like Gamergate and all the rest of it. This is incredible. That it's just all laced in here. And look, I'm all for women being heroes in movies. The point is, it's every hero in every movie now. And it's all admitted a formula of total control. And this is what America is rejecting. So go ahead and watch the scene right here.
Cool.
What?
Why are you? I'm lying to you.
Yeah, well, where does he want to go? Huh? Where does Jonathan want to go to college?
We get that money anywhere. He damn well pleases.
And why do, Lonnie? He's wanted to go to NYU since he was 6 years old.
And then he goes to NYU.
They also laced into all shows the dream of going to college. They know it's a giant scam, admittedly a fraud, to debilitate people and basically brainwash them and put them into guilds. That's all they classified too. Just like ugly arts, all CIA. But so this is a show about the CIA, about mind control, but it's mind control.
You need me here, Joyce.
Oh, I have not needed you for a long time.
Oh, no.
Yes, you don't need a man. Don't need a nuclear family. It's bad. It's nasty. But again, they spell it out in a minute. Again, they know your way to mind control, globalism, shadow government. So now they have a show about that to hit you with their propaganda.
Look what happened.
Don't you dare! Betty, that was here!
Oh, come on, Joyce. Just look around this place. All your Christmas lights. How am I supposed to think you're such a great mom? You're a mess!
Maybe I am a mess. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out of my mind. But God help me, I will keep these lights up until the day I die!
shoot the cans. But then they go further, actually bad-mouthing, screw the nuclear family.
You spoke to the cans, right?
Oh!
Not for dinner. No, actually, you see the spaces in between the cans? Let me make the dumps. You ever shot me on your phone? My dad's at the morning on my birthday. Made me kill a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Yeah. I guess he thought it would make me into more of a man or something.
So you're wondering, how do they have them shooting a gun? Because they're going to have their bad mouth punching and fathers again. I mean, my God. They must have given the person that wrote the Chicago episode a bonus for this. And how stupid do they think you are? So again, more attacking dad.
Who's dad's bumper?
I meant your dad.
Yes, he and my mother loved each other at some point, but I wasn't around at that time. Yeah.
Oh!
Friendship.
It's so condescending.
I don't think my parents would ever love each other.
We'll see.
They must have married for some reason.
See?
My mom was young. My dad was older. But he had a cushy job.
Don't get married. Money. You should marry the state.
He's in a good family.
He's really well endowed.
So, I bought a nice house at the end of the cold cap.
Date one, check it with cancer.
Start up the nuclear family.
Screw that. Unified propaganda. Okay. She fires, she's on target.
Screw that.
Screw that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And I could sit there by the millisecond and show you the propaganda, and it's all like that. Not just the overt NFL stuff. The globalists hate our families. They hate our strength. They hate Christians. And
look,
everything
film selected the Pentagon with Bath and Mechon.
Great art pieces like
that
show is laced with absolute brainwashing.
Oh, yeah?
The entire time.
Subliminal programming.
Where the head on that overt control DARPA guy has like Trump hairstyle was totally white. I mean, it's all effing white male. Go to hell.
I'm thinking Wheeler. She's not just another suburban girl who thinks she's rebelling by doing exactly what every other suburban girl does. It's called fast-paced passes and marries a boring one-time job who now works sales and living out a perfect and boring little life at the end of a cul-de-sac. Exactly like their parents.
See, they're taking your economy away. She'll be homeless and they make it cool. And poor.
Now again, I'm not selling the cookie cutter program. But that's the artificial system that's actually made everybody feel
organized together.
So then, just like the Facebook guys show, they make you alone and depressed. And so they make it cool for you to get deeper into your depression and not find other humans you love and work with. Then it puts the artificial stresses into family to make it cool, too.
Trump's breaking the metaphysical deal.
Understand? And again, it's all declassified, folks. That's what we're talking about. This is a real program about brainwashing and about children being tortured. And it's all been declassified. It's all really going on. They even talk about MKUltra in here, but then it makes it entertainment. So when I talk about it, the news makes it
a
show.
Making a comeback. People are waking up, Alex.
It is actually a government program.
This is the strangest thing.
It's all with the CIA for yourself.
Anti-family, anti-male, women are strong, men are weak, and above all else, Christianity is not the answer.
And it trains women to turn against their men. Then the man's gone, the state comes in, the family's broken, the control's there, the depopulation. That's it for this transmission. David Knight's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I'm back at 11 a.m. Central.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
All right, folks, spread the word.
It's Alex Jones.
It certainly is. Thank you all for your support. God bless you all. We really appreciate you. We're in a true fight. We recognize the humanity's awakening. What a time to be alive right now. Thank you, Darren.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.